You're listening to the Michigan Talk Network, MTN, the home of more talk now.
Wednesday here on the program. Good to have you along for the conversation on the Steve Gerber Show. A lot of battles, and it just seems odd to me why anybody would fight about this, but you can draw your own conclusions as to why cleaning up voting rules would be of any concern to any political party, but of course it is. Taking off people that are deceased, taking off people that have not voted in numerous elections, cleaning it up so you have a more accurate list of actual voters, actual legal voters, would be key. Judicial Watch's Chris Farrell joining me now. He's the Director of Investigation and Research because another victory has come down the pipe. Chris, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
So several states have moved forward with cleaning up their voting rolls, and the opposition has failed to stop them. In fact, the ability to clean up those voting rolls has been upheld. But this is a different sort of case in Kentucky. Please explain.
Well, we've been very successful in suing states to make sure that they comply with the National Voter Registration Act. There's two parts of the law. Part 7 says go out and register everybody that's eligible, and that's fine. But Part 8 says, hey, you need to, hey, meaning you, the secretaries of state and election commissions at the county level, you need to not only have a plan to make sure that your voter rolls are complete and accurate and truthful, but you need to act on it. And that means that when you have twice as many people registered to vote that are actually alive in your particular county or state, there's a problem. So we've gone around to a few different states, Indiana and Ohio most recently, and of course just now, in the last couple of days, we got a big court victory. A consent decree was entered by the state of Kentucky to make sure that they do that they not have, you know, this wildly disproportionate number of people registered, basically, you know, fake or phonied up voter rolls where everybody under the sun is on the list of people who can vote, and it doesn't reflect reality. The facts of who's actually present, resident, over 18, not a felon, alive. And so this decree that was entered based on our litigation forcing Kentucky to do it is hugely important because it makes the likelihood of votes in Kentucky to actually be accurate.
Be accurate. Now you've made some strides here, Chris, and Kentucky's a good test case for it. And by the way, I think in Virginia, can't the felons vote there too?
McAuliffe tried to do that, and he bumped into some problems because he did it in such a cavalier, broad, sweeping way that he was reined in on that.
But yeah, he wasn't reined in until after the 2016 election, if I'm not mistaken. So leading into that, that happened. But okay, so you've got states that are cleaning up their voting rolls. Kentucky, a reliably red state, so not a big concern. But now you would address, I would think, Chris, you'd look at states like, say, Illinois, that has a long, proud history of cheating at the polls, or Louisiana, that's also famous for corruption in its state.
We can go state to state to state on this, and we have. Just in the last couple of years, we've sent notices to 10 different states and localities, and when I say localities, I mean places like Los Angeles, telling them, you know, knock it off. You need to actually go in and make sure your voter rolls are accurate. Because there's people that are dead, there are felons that are moved away. And if you don't have an accurate, clean voter roll, it is a situation that is ripe for all sorts of shenanigans, voter fraud. Look, if the left can't win an election, they'll steal it. And the old line from Stalin, you know, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
Well, there you go. Let me ask you this, Chris, because you hit something important. Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research at Judicial Watch. There are states that have become embroiled, if you will, in concerns about voter roll accuracy and possible fraud, at least on the back channels. It might not make the front page news, but for those of us that pay attention, states like Nevada getting quite a reputation for having bad voter rolls and potentially people voting that should not be. That's a swing state oftentimes. That's a state that could go either way depending on the election. How many of those states do you see out there where this could have a real impact on how future elections go for the United States Senate, for the presidency, and things of that nature?
The fact is that every state, frankly, is vulnerable to that sort of manipulation. There's no pass on this. There's no panacea. Our effort is just to get them to even, you know, get in compliance with what the law requires, which is that the voter rolls not just be loaded up with either, you know, false and misleading information or stuff that's ripe to be manipulated. And so we consider this to be a critical first step to making sure that all the gamesmanship and the monkeying around and the problems we saw in Florida, you know, way back in 2000, that never happens again.
Well, clearly we don't want those sorts of things. But you look at places like Boston. Now that's discussing the possibility of letting non-citizens vote. Okay, so they have a voter registration card, and all of a sudden they've got the ability to do that. You look at Chicago, Rahm Emanuel discussing the idea of having non-citizens vote in Chicago. Well, once they have voter ID cards and they're registered voters, you know, is somebody really going to go through, well, you can vote in this one, but you can't vote in that one. It's okay to vote here. Does that even pass the stink test?
Of course it doesn't. I mean, it's just, it's nonsense. And the notion that non-citizens vote, look, there's other legal claims that we're looking at to bring because, in not even in theory, in reality, having non-citizens vote actually dilutes or damages, harms the rights of those citizens who are eligible to vote because, you know, it diminishes or waters down essentially the impact or the effect of their ballot. Because if you're a law-abiding, tax-paying U.S. citizen, that franchise, that amazing right that we have to really be the boss and call the shots. If you've got a handful or thousands or however many it is, persons who are ineligible by law, yet they've come up with some crazy local ordinance that says that you can vote on whether, you know, the local whatever issue. I mean, Tacoma Park, Maryland, which is, you know, like a basically a Soviet within the state of Maryland.
Right.
They're famous for letting, you know, anyone over 14 vote or something like that. I mean, they have crazy local ordinances.
Yeah.
But that can't impact the actual federal voting process.
At least it's not supposed to. All right, Chris Farrell, before I let you go, what else is going on at Judicial Watch that I need to know today? Before I hear it somewhere else.
You're always looking for the scoop.
Well, yeah. I am. You know, you can't blame a guy. You know, you guys are out there doing so much. It's good for me to ask, is it not?
Absolutely. You're right on target to ask. I wake up every morning and I think to myself, okay, what's going to happen today? It's nonstop. The thing that makes me crazy, I think, in the last week is this notion that somehow the people that are hysterical over issues concerning this Russia hysteria combined with the president's trip to meet Putin, you know, the people that are screaming the most are the people that were actually in charge in 2016.
Correct.
So they were AWOL, and we're all supposed to become hysterical because they didn't do their job.
Yeah, well,
the irony is rich.
Chris Farrell here, Director of Investigation and Research at Judicial Watch. Clearly, John Brennan needs his medication. And by the way, if you didn't hear, James Comey says you need to vote for Democrats in the midterms. It all makes perfect sense to someone. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Quick break. It's the Steve Gerber Show.